This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The European Parliament this week approved a reform package to the EU's common fishing policies to ensure that overfished seas can repopulate. The reforms, which go into effect in January 2014, require European countries to set fishing quotas and fishermen to respect a maximum sustainable yield. Fishermen, in other words, will be allowed to catch no more of a particular species than it can reproduce. The Apostleship of the Sea, the Catholic Church's worldwide advocacy network which ministers to seafarers and their families, has expressed satisfaction with the new policies. I spoke with the development director for the Apostleship of the Sea's office in the UK, John Green, who says we've been running down the stocks in our oceans. 88% of the fish in the Mediterranean, he says, are overfished. As part of the new measures aiming to replenish fish stocks, the practice of catching and discarding unwanted fish will gradually be banned.
Three points really that are the headlines for this is one that includes a gradual ban on discard. So that's throwing away healthy fish back into the ocean that was occurring just to comply with quotas.
Wait a minute, that sounds like a good idea, though. You put healthy fish that are still living back into the sea.
Well, some of those would be the case. Others would be dead or dying. Some of them would be maimed. And it's really the intention there was to play the system just to bring back the quota that you're allowed to catch, and others, whether you could or not, you just throw them away. What was happening then was over the last few years, after the last good number of years, we're running down the stocks in the oceans. 88% of the fish in the Mediterranean, for example, are overfished, and it just wasn't sustainable.
So
the three main points of this are is a gradual ban on discards, throwing away maimed or even healthy fish back into the ocean, an agreement, a legally binding agreement, that fishermen will only fish at sustainable levels, and those agreements will be set nationally rather than Brussels, which was an improvement. And then also, behind this, the aim was to create conditions where the European fishing fleet fishes sustainably, and actually that will protect jobs in the longer term. So the main thing is the fishermen, they nationally set their quotas at a level where fishing stock can reproduce to a sustainable and an increasing level. That was the fundamental problem.
So when we talk about the Mediterranean, we're talking about basically Italy, Spain, France, but is it in the interests of these countries? You know, this might severely affect, I would imagine, their fishing population, the fishermen and women who really gain their livelihood from all of this.
These countries had seen anyway in the last few years was that there was, with the decline in fish stocks, that their industries were becoming a lot more stressed. There was less fish for them to catch. The work was becoming much harder. And what was needed, and pretty much all these countries and the various fishing unions and associations said, this actually is a good step forward because it's looking to the medium and the long term. This process of fishing more than fish could actually reproduce was never going to be sustainable.
Let's go back to that issue of discarding fish. Now, of course, you know, we go to the supermarket, we go to the open markets here in Italy, and we see lots of fish that go unsold. What happens to that? You know, it brings to mind what Pope Francis has been saying, and especially in these recent days when he's talking about poverty. He says, you know, let's reassess how much food we are consuming and wasting. What happens to the fish that doesn't get sold in supermarkets and so on? And should we be having fewer fish on display at the supermarket shelves?
Well, I think by the time it gets to the supermarket level, actually there the supermarkets are very interested in controlling their stocks. Behind this, the major problem has been, and it was the one disappointment really in this reform package, is that bottom fishing trawlers, so a trawler that will have a huge net that would drag up the bottom of the ocean and would scoop up everything on the seabed, this had been criticised particularly by environmentalists for many years, saying it wasn't only just bringing in fish that wasn't going to be consumable, but is also destroying the seabed, the very fragile ecosystems there, and also the very breeding grounds for the fish to reproduce successfully. So it's really further back in the whole supply and ecosystem that this needed to be addressed. Unfortunately, that wasn't included there. But what they are saying is that when the fish are brought ashore, the national quotas really have to be adhered to, and this actually should then impact as to what's been on our shelves.
Okay, we said that it will be coming into effect on January 1st, 2014. What are the European countries hoping to achieve then?
Well, in a relatively short period of time, so they're looking forward to 2020, just 6 years, they're anticipating that we go from a situation where there's 88% in the Mediterranean of fish stocks are depleted, 39% in the Atlantic are overfished, that by 2020, these fish stocks should be at sustainable levels, and thereafter there should be an increase in the population. This will mean there should be more fish, fishermen should have better catches, and ultimately there should be more jobs in the fishing industry. So it's looking to the medium term, but not that too far ahead.
But how can these new regulations be enforced? And you're saying that it's up to each country to establish its own quotas.
Enforcement of the previous common fishery policies was an issue, and that was a criticism that was partly why there was overfishing. So there is an intention for better compliance with the EU rules. The other two areas, as well as compliance with EU rules, that was having an effect on the fish stocks was excessive catches and also national fleets that were too big. So the national countries themselves have to look at the size of their own fleets, and there is the possibility of a compensation package to reduce the size of the fleet. So it's really those three things of the fleet size, the excessive catches, and the compliance with EU rules. So it's taken a more holistic approach to trying to regulate this better and drive up fish stocks.
So basically, for the apostleship of the sea, you see this as a good measure, something that's going to help repopulate the fish stocks in our seas here in Europe. Is similar legislation on the books in other countries?
Well, absolutely. The chaplains of the apostleship of the sea and the church has in various European ports, they think this will help, because where you've got an industry that is stressed because of lack of the commodity, there can also then be a general stress within that industry, which can open up the possibility of worker exploitation. So where the industry is in better health, we think conditions for all workers will improve. So the apostleship of the sea, all in all, thinks this is a good reform package. Disappointed, as I say, that bottom trawlers haven't been outlawed. One thing I think, though, from an international perspective that mustn't be forgotten is that a few years ago, the International Labour Organization, a body of the United Nations, had put together a working fishing convention that looked more at the conditions and rights of fishermen around the world. The Common Fisheries Policy Reform Package, that really looks at more at the fish and the fish stocks. But we need to keep an eye internationally on the conditions of many fishermen and their families. A couple of things in this convention that's important, that even in this 21st century, that the minimum age to work on a fishing vessel should be set at 16. In other countries, there's minors working on board these boats in one of the most dangerous occupations. There should be compulsory hours of rest. Many fishermen can go for long periods of time, sometimes even days without rest. If you've got a stressed industry, that's more likely to happen. So it's important for European governments not just to say we've reformed the European fisheries policy, but we need to look and use the European leverage we've got to make sure the nations around the world pay attention to conditions and rights of fishermen around the world through the ILO Working Fishing Convention.